Riot, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy's what we do. Bluff it,
rinse it, spin it.
We save money and water too.
Energy Star. Come and apply and save it.
Energy
efficiency.
Tune in to the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program for energy-saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at ComEd.com/homesavings. ComEd. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by ComEd customers in compliance with Illinois law.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Escape to the endless beaches of Riviera Maya. Three nights of unlimited luxury at Now Sapphire Riviera Cancun start from only $8.49. Or make it Ixtapa. Seven nights at Barcelo Ixtapa Beach start from just $12.49. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 3rd, including Charter Air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064-15111.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jake'sMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
It's free TV month. Get a free 32-inch Samsung TV when buying any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
Spring training through another playoff run. This is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Reports at this hour of multiple terror attacks around Paris that have left at least 26 people dead, including a shooting in a hostage situation and explosions taking place outside Stade de France, where Germany and France just finished up an international friendly soccer match. Those are now being reported to be nail bombs. President Francois Hollande was in attendance. He was evacuated. Fans are now slowly being allowed to leave the stadium by carefully controlled exits. 60 people reportedly being held hostage inside a concert hall at another location. Most of the action around the 10th arrondissement. We'll talk more about this story as it develops.
You have an idea of what he's capable of. You look at it, you evaluate it like you do every day. And, the medical people think he's healthy to go, they go.
That was Bears head coach John Fox talking about Alshon Jeffrey, who's now day-to-day with a groin injury and questionable for Sunday's game. Jeffrey returned to practice today, but was limited. Bulls take on the Hornets tonight at the United Center. Charlotte dropped 130 points on the Bulls just 10 days ago. Joakim Noah will come off the bench tonight, despite being sidelined with sore knees for most of this week. And as for Jimmy Butler, he says he's stepping up to lead the team.
I have to. Kind of on both ends of the floor, all aspects of the game. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what my teammates need me to do. So I gotta be that guy, whether I want to or not. But it damn sure starts on the defensive end for me.
Bulls and Hornets tip tonight at 7. Everyone present and accounted for at the Blackhawks morning skate today. Hawks take on the Blues tomorrow night in St. Louis. Corey Crawford will be in goal. This morning, the Hawks announced they've activated Michael Roosevelt and Duncan Keith from long-term IR and reassigned Eric Gustafson and Victor Svedberg to Rockford. Coach Joe Quenneville says both Keith and Roosevelt will play tomorrow. And news broke just a little while ago that Missouri football coach Gary Pinkel is retiring for health reasons at the end of the season. Today, Pinkel told a KC radio station that he actually does not support #ConcernedStudent1950 and didn't write the tweet that many students celebrated. He said a person who tweets for him should not have put that hashtag on the tweet. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Ford. Visit webford.com today.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
And here's what happened to me. I left the sound up during halftime, the whole Berman thing. I had not been exposed to Chris Berman.
It's brutal.
In years.
Yeah. As we send it to Chris Berman.
There he is. Bang. The Rams defense. Boom. The Vikings.
Quit yelling.
She comes downstairs. She was up watching her murder shows or whatever she's watching.
How to murder her husband.
You know what? I can't blame her.
Shonda Rhimes brings you How to Kill Dan Bernstein and Get Away with
she,
It.
She was good. Good God, what is that? And I said, what is what? And she points to the TV and goes, that!
Oh, doink! No! That's the way to go!
Stop yelling at me, all right?
Why is it so loud and what the hell is with the noises?
He just starts screaming at you immediately.
What is he doing?
I don't know why anybody
would. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Back! I don't know! Yelling about!
Surprised Terry doesn't like him.
Odd noises and references from the 1950s.
Yep. You guys would be great radio together.
Uncle Tintin and Nectar!
Bang!
Also, it's like...
What?
You're...
There he is!
It's great radio.
Boers and Bernstein.
Don't like it.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
We're at Trax in Deerfield. It's the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, the Boers and Bernstein Show. Got an opportunity to open it up a little bit. We put a lot out there for you today. 312-644-6767. Steve Rosenblum is in for Terry Boers. Really good job by Julie DeCaro in the update, getting you as the very latest information on what is a stunning, frightening situation in Paris right now. Now saying 26 dead, as many as 60 people being held hostage at a concert hall. And the band that was playing at the concert hall was an American band called Eagles of Death Metal.
Don't take my Eagles band name in vain.
It's not the Eagles. And it's not like the Eagles have started playing death metal. They're called Eagles of Death Metal, and I don't know anything about them. Miska, you are nodding your head. So you're the...
I'm not... super familiar with them, but I've heard of them, and I know Spiegel likes them.
Eagles of Death Metal?
Yes.
Okay, are they an actual death metal band?
No.
Are they they're wonderfully ironic.
They're a satirical death metal band?
It's the little I do know is alternative rock.
Okay.
I'm familiar with the name. I'm not a huge fan. I do know Spiegel likes them.
Okay, here's a couple other things that may or may not be connected to the attack in Paris, in that France is scheduled to host a major global climate conference starts in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. They've been fearing violent protests, and this seems to show up every 3 or 4 months. There was this one of the restaurants where there was a shooting. There are four different locations. It was in the neighborhood of Charlie Hebdo. This is right around the corner what took place in January.
Is that the 10th arrondissement?
10th arrondissement.
Okay.
And you remember in August, there was a high-speed train in which some Americans disarmed a potential an Islamic radical trying to attack passengers.
Okay.
So this seems to go on every 6 months, every 4 months. That's where we are.
And baseball news coming in, too. This might you may find this of interest. A tweet from Dan Hayes who says, Jeff Samardzija has rejected the qualifying offer from the White Sox. That is completely expected.
Yes, it is, even in light of certain players taking qualifying offers for the first time in the history of qualifying offers. Matt Wieters did it today, coming off surgery, and I could see why he would do that and then prove himself this year, and then he's got a free agent shot. Kobe Rasmus, don't know. Maybe he knows how hurt he is. Only he would know if there's something going on with Kobe Rasmus's body. Maybe he's just a good old boy and he likes Houston. I know he's from Texas, but sometimes they want to get out of Houston. They don't want to stay there.
Well, this is not a time to want to get out of Houston. This is that's another one right there with the Cubs.
You ever been to Houston in the summer? In the always a time to get rid of, to get out of Houston.
In the
summer? I was there in September, and I could take it.
Well, I don't really think the season matters all that much because, I mean, it's the traffic is as bad as Chicago, right? It's always on the list of the worst traffic cities. I know it certainly was for us.
Traffic's bad everywhere, and it's icky in Houston. Well, did you ever play Strat-O-Matic baseball?
I played Pursue the Pennant, which was similar but not identical. So, no, I didn't play Strat-O-Matic regularly.
I have
played it, but I wasn't...
That was the board game I grew up with.
Okay.
And I came across a list.
You and Joshi and both.
Christopher Kamka came up with this. 500 home run club.
Okay.
But by the pitcher who allowed number one, the first homer to guys who would go on to the 500 home run club. And some of these names look familiar. I attribute it to playing Strat-O-Matic and buying the historical teams. About the 27 Yankees.
I don't quite understand what the list is.
Barry Bonds hit his first home run off Craig McMurtry.
Okay.
Barry Bonds, a member of the 500 Home Run Club.
See, these are some of the stats that connect ages that we've done
before.
That's
what I'm trying to do here. And the fact that I played Strat-O-Matic, and you could order, I ordered historical teams like the 62 Mets. Mm-hmm. I always wanted, they always played the 27 Yankees.
Right.
There was the 1950 Phillies, for instance.
Oh, you know what? My
Whiz Kids.
My friend Dave and I did something very, very similar. Once some of these games were digitized, on like Apple IIc computers.
I had that. I had an Apple IIc.
There was something called Micro League Baseball. And it was all statistically modeled. Instead of using cards and dice or a spinner, it would just show you the outcomes. And my teams that I always played, I loved the early 70s Oakland A's.
Sure. They kept winning.
And but
did your cards fight? Did they fight on your computer there on your
screen? No, there's a game in front of you. There's a scrolling running play by play, and you actually see what happens. You have guys, and you also had weird statistical anomalies, like Rafael Santana going 6-for-6 off of Sandy Koufax.
Happens.
Don't ask.
Happens.
Yep, it's baseball, right?
But this list I found interesting because some of the names that popped up reminded me of my youth.
Okay.
Willie Mays hit his first home run off Warren Spahn. And that was the 57-58 Braves in my Strat-O-Matic game. They were a championship team. He was pitching before them. Babe Ruth, Jack Warhop, Henry Aaron, Vic Rashi. See, Vic Rashi is a name I probably would have briefly come across, but there was one 50s Yankees team that on which he pitched. Ken Griffey Jr. hit his first home run off Eric King.
Became a White Sox pitcher, right? Had one terrific year.
Became a White Sox hitter. Is he going to wear a White Sox hat in the Hall of Fame, Ken Griffey Jr., when he goes into the Hall of Fame, do you think?
Oh, God. Those are stories about him, you know, sleeping in the clubhouse. Yep. And not warming up and kind of just very happy to still be on a roster. But Eric King had one really good year as a White Sox pitcher.
Jim Thome hit his first home run off Steve Farr. I remember him as a Royal.
Hey, Steve, where'd the ball go?
Farr.
Nice.
Sammy Sosa. This is the best name on the list. First home run career, Roger Clemens.
Wow.
That's a keeper. That was when he was thin. Frank Robinson. I'd never heard of this guy, Paul Minner. Frank Robinson hit his first home run. Mark McGuire hit his first career home run off Walt Terrell. Or Walt Terrell. I can't. He's so old, I can't remember.
Tigers, right?
That's what I remember him as, a Tiger. Yeah. Harmon Killebrew hit his first career home run off Billy Heft. Rafael Palmeiro hit his first home run off Kevin Gross. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was dirtying the ball then, too. Reggie Jackson hit his first home run off Jim Weaver. He came up in September that year. And the next year, when he hit 23 in his first full season, I think I looked at it. I did a story on Reggie. And when he found out that I'd actually done my research, he hit three home runs off three different Cy Young Award winners in his first year. Three home runs each, like McLean, Palmer. It was something. Albert Pujols, Armando Reynoso. Manny Ramirez, okay, off Melito Perez. There's your White Sox. Wasn't he a White Sox? Melito Perez, were you a White Sox
pitcher? Sure, sure. His brother, Yorkeese, was a Cub as well, too.
There is all kinds of
perks. The brothers were Pasquale, Melito, Yorkeese,
and Zeppo.
And Vladimir, and I believe.
Gummo. Mike Schmidt hit his first home run off Baylor Moore. I vaguely remember that. Yeah. Mickey Mantle hit his first home run off Randy Gumpert. I do not remember that. But Jimmy
Neither
Fox.
Neither Mickey. Yes. Neither did Mickey.
Jimmy Fox hit his first home run off Urban Shocker. Now I remember that because that was one of the 27 Yankees. That was
don't look that.
That
one
was
up.
A 1920s thing. That's one of the.
That's a name you don't want to Google.
No, that's okay. He holds up three fingers, but he only hit his first.
How many more you got?
What do you want me to get to? The other name was Eddie Matthews hit his first home run off Ken Heintzelman, who I never would have known except for I believe he played on the 1950s Phillies, the Whiz Kids, and that's how I know that. I love Stratomatic for giving me this.
Yeah, I would add Urban Shocker to the list of names you do not want to Google because you know that the Evan Fournier, mm-hmm. the Magic guard,
mm-hmm.
his nickname is never Google. His teammates nicknamed him never Google.
I know that. I saw that story.
There's a particular disease called Fournier.
But I thought
gangrene.
It was just the Shocker. I didn't know it was Urban Shocker.
Well, I'm saying you'd end up at Urban Dictionary, right?
Yeah.
You would end up with the definition of
but
Shocker.
But that would expand your horizon. So I really don't think it's a bad thing for you to censor people.
I don't want people looking up Evan Fournier because that's going to take you to images you just don't want to see.
No, I was just talking about Urban Shocker.
Urban Shocker. Well, let me actually see what happens here. What do you think?
You go right ahead.
In quotes or not in quotes? In quotes.
Ernie Banks had his first home run off Jerry Staley. Wasn't that the guy who gave up another significant home run? Why don't I know that? Somebody will tell me that.
No, I think you might be okay on Urban Shocker.
Is it a baseball reference?
But just down here, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, but then it's Urban Dictionary Shocker.
Shocker. Okay.
And then you can learn some things if you're
what
interested.
What can you learn, Professor Dan? Tell us.
He is Steve Rosenblum in for Terry Borzen.
No, tell us. Don't end it right now,
I'm Dan Bernstein.
Educate us, Professor.
Bud Light, who needs
to? His mom's looking at him
talking, right there. Stop talking around it. Should she come up and explain it to us?
You have the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. No sooner than Steph Curry dropped 46 on the Minnesota T-Wolves, Kevin Garnett hit him with a GOAT comparison. KG had this to say about Steph Curry, quote, "Like Michael Jordan was the whole other thing, this guy is his own thing," end quote. So are you, Ticket. And he proved it once again when asked to describe his own team. He said, quote, "It's almost like putting a bunch of puppies in a box and shaking it up and watching the puppies go at it a little bit," end quote. My man, Ticket, how would you know what that's like? I mean, tell me you've never done that before. Easy, Kev. You are an all-time great player. You're an all-time great personality, but you have some of the worst metaphors ever. Next time, leave the animals out of them. I'm Jim Rome.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
We're 30-30.
All right, we are officially in the holiday season. Just think about how much you're going to use your internet these next several weeks, whether you're sharing photo albums online, sending pictures to people, you're going to shop across multiple websites to get those holiday presents. You're going to stream and download music, even full-length TV shows and holiday movies to watch with your family. You better have really good internet service. Well, I do at my house with Comcast. Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola, my Xfinity Internet. It's always fast. It's very reliable. No matter which part of the house I'm in, I always have a strong signal. I'm not sure you can say that, though, can you? Maybe you go upstairs, your signal gets weaker. You go downstairs, you get a weaker signal. Even with multiple devices running, maybe a couple iPads, a couple laptops going on, the internet service never, ever slows down in my house. And based on over 60 million consumer tests,
run at speedtest.net. They say that Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in America. Now, Xfinity has a variety of plans that will best fit your family's needs. Whether you guys surf the web a little or you do it a lot, Xfinity definitely has a plan for you. And if you want the fastest and most reliable internet service at your house, coupled with outstanding customer service, then you need to make the switch to Xfinity, and you need to do it right now. You can make that switch for only $14.99 a month for 12 months. So call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com. Now, this offer ends 12/8/15. Certain restrictions and requirements apply. So call them today for all the info you need so you can start enjoying the fastest and most reliable internet at your house. 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at Xfinity.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Dry it, chill it, wash it, light it.
Saving energy is what we do.
Buff it,
rinse it,
spin it. We save money and water too.
Energy Star. Comet Appliance.
Energy efficiency.
Save you money.
Tune in to the Comet Energy Efficiency Program for energy saving ideas and rebates on select Energy Star certified appliances. Learn more at Comet.com/home savings. Comet. Smart Ideas Energy Efficiency Program is funded by Comet customers in compliance with Illinois law.
It's the biggest sale of the season. It's the Apple Vacation Super Sale. With Apple Vacations, it's all included. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, all drinks, all chips, entertainment, and so much more. Apple Vacations has your winter getaway perfectly priced. Take off for the breathtaking beaches of Los Gatos. 7 nights at Rio Santa Fe start from only $14.99. Or make it Huatulco. Enjoy a full week of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secrets Huatulco Resort and Spa and save up to $400 per couple. Both trips include round trip nonstop air resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876. Or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Price per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including Charter Airline Extra or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices up to availability and change restrictions apply. PC 15-111-15094.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
How do you make the best ever even better? Here's how. Just purchase the best Samsung TV ever, and you'll get a 32-inch Samsung TV for free. That's right. Buy a Samsung SUHD 9 Series TV, 55 inches or above, and get a free 32-inch TV. But you better hurry. This offer ends December 5th. Only at your participating Samsung SUHD retailers. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/freeTV.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At
423 filling up here at Trax in Deerfield with people enjoying Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens, and also registering to win the Bulls-Clippers tickets that we have here for Thursday, December 10th. And you have to be here if you want an opportunity to win. You know, we were talking earlier a lot about the quality of play in college basketball and what they're trying to do, what the actual NCAA is trying to do to make the game more watchable, because everybody understands it isn't just subjectively, that objectively with scoring being lower and having just too many empty possessions one after the other, they're trying to figure out what they can do about it. We took the call from Westside Mike, who says he doesn't like the NBA game. And there's a dissenting opinion here from Marlon Brando's Helper Monkey, and he weighs in saying, at the risk of being called a hot garbage, I have to respectfully disagree with Westside Mike. My NBA fandom was cultivated during the Bulls championship years, and I think the league is the best it's ever been. You have the largest concurrent collection of transcendent players spread across the most cities. The league was so top-heavy in the 90s that you knew going into each season what three or four teams actually had a shot at the title. These days, even terrible teams have superstars, like the Knicks and the Pelicans. The West is actually wild. And the combination of talent and personalities, not to mention the players' savvy when it comes to personal style and social media, makes the nightly NBA schedule an event unto itself. I'd also include the continued infusion of foreign talent. These days I find myself walking around singing Kristaps Porzingis just because I like the way it sounds. Yeah, by the way, to the tune of Hava Nagila. Is exactly what I would
say. Kristaps Porzingis. Yep. Kristaps Porzingis.
It's automatic. Right. He himself is fun.
The chair.
He says the net of all of this is I don't even care that the Bulls are meh because there's another compelling game every night. The NBA's in good shape, and for my money, keeps getting better. See, I'm with you.
Well, go back 20 years, and you're telling me there weren't as many superstars then? Weren't as many individual talents? What's changed in 20 years? Yeah, rules?
I don't know that there were as many above the rim high flyers. You know,
Everybody want to be Michael Jordan? Be like Mike?
Yeah, but
didn't they come out of college?
Now everybody's Sean Kemp.
What? Fathering 75 children?
No, 6'8" and doing all this stuff.
Pat Riley, when he was in LA, he said, my ideal team, because Magic was 6'9",
yep,
was 5'6", 6'9" guys.
Yep.
They could all play every position.
Yep.
That was his ideal team. Maybe I'm trying to figure out. Usually there's a generational rule change, and it takes a while for it to come about.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that. If you go back and look at certain changes in poverty, socioeconomic stuff, it had happened a generation or two before, and it just took a long time for it to take root. So what happened in 20 years? What was the rule? What was the... Did we consume basketball differently? How differently did it change?
Yeah, go back and watch it would be my suggestion. Is that rather than trying to pinpoint any of the rules changes or the opening of the doors to talent and members of the doors to talent from all over the world, just look at how different the game is. Where you had four positions. You had point guard, off guard, small forward, power forward, and center. And now you essentially have 12 or 13 identified different positions.
So you don't think if the same guy who developed the 13-position metric went back and looked at 1980
nope.
through 1995,
nope.
he couldn't find 13 positions?
Nope, because the game wasn't played the same way. You had very specific responsibilities, and there was a much greater standardization, with a couple of obvious exceptions. There was
Patrick Ewing was point center.
Oh, hardly. He was a center. I mean, he was saying
that's what...
Yeah, a face-up center.
That's what Don Nelson wanted him to be.
But the off-guard came around a series of screens to catch the pass from a point guard. And the initial actions of your offense. But we saw how dated it was when Rip Hamilton was on the Bulls.
We saw how dated Rip Hamilton was.
But even some of the actions that they were running, that you don't see a lot of this stuff anymore, where the point guard stands and dribbles and waits for all
the double screen.
Staggered doubles and baseline chases and floppy actions, everything they do. It's so different now that all point guards have to be primary scorers, unless you're Rajon Rondo or Ricky Rubio, the only guys who really aren't. But now you have rim-protecting bigs who simply can function in the league just doing that because of how defenses funnel guys to them. You would throw up if you...
Well, you had Mark Eaton as a rim... That's all he could do.
That was about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you had guys who were shot blockers, but Mark Eaton also... The problem was
Chuck Nevitt. 7'5". No, he was a rim protecting.
No. Chuck couldn't.
That's the only thing he could do.
No.
You don't want him to dribble.
Chuck couldn't. I know Chuck. I spent a lot of time around Chuck and the minors, and Chuck couldn't protect the rim or do much anything else other than just be a sweetheart of a guy. Just the best. But he couldn't play. And at 7'5", couldn't protect the rim. But right now, a guy like Mark Eaton wouldn't be your starting center. He'd be a second-unit rim protector. I don't even know if he could run the floor enough anymore to keep up with some of these guys. But but people just have a selective memory. And that the stuff that was said, too, and I think you might have said this off the air, the people who grew up Jordan fans sort of cut their teeth on the Jordan Bulls, that gets to what we were discussing earlier about college basketball in Chicago and basketball in general in Chicago.
Well, it was a quote in the story that Phil Hirsch wrote, that it's a basketball city.
Not really.
And my idea was it's a Jordan city, then a Derrick Rose city. It's not really a basketball city, but I don't have the roots that go back to DePaul in the late 70s. I don't think it's a basketball city. Attendance would tell you it's not a basketball city.
No,
I think it's a Michael Jordan city.
And the Jordan stuff create a lot of dumb basketball fans that never really had to take the time to understand what was going on. And the problem is, just as a lot of those people caught up, they went away when Jordan went away. And as they come back now, they're coming back to an entirely different game.
No, they come back and Michael Jordan's still here to entertain them. It's like Peter Pan.
Like that commercial?
He's the boy forever.
He can't sell his house, though.
Well, good. That means he should come back and play and be the answer to all those basketball fans who are Michael Jordan fans and wonder where he is.
What if a bunch of people put up the money together and everybody bought Jordan's house and turned it into like a collective, like a clubhouse or a kibbutz something?
You could.
No individual is going to buy that, right?
I can't remember the number of square feet. And
the garish architecture and the sauna and the gym and the bowling alley and the movie theater and everything.
I don't know how he did all that and not a casino. How does he do all that and there's no blackjack
probably
table?
Couldn't get a license.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks have now lost 5 of their last 7 games, including last night's loss to New Jersey for the second time inside of a week. Coach Joe Quenneville says the team needs to get the offense going.
Well, we certainly need some production there. I mean, I think we did some good things. I just think simplifying it and just looking to get ugly goals, traffic, second opportunities. There's no plays to be made when everybody's protecting the slot the way they do and block shots. And that's what you got to do and find a way to get some ugly ones.
This morning, the Hawks activated Michael Roosevelt and Duncan Keith and reassigned Eric Gustafson and Victor Svedberg to Rockford. Both will play tomorrow against the Blues. Bears practiced at Hallett Hall this morning ahead of Sunday's game against the Rams. Alshon Jeffrey was back to participating in practice, but he's questionable for Sunday. Bears injury report is now out. Eddie Royal will not play this weekend. Alshon Jeffrey is questionable, along with Pernell McPhee, Antrel Roll, Shea McClellan, Ronis Grassu, Matt Forte, Jermon Bushrod, and Tracy Porter. Daily fantasy sites DraftKings and FanDuel have filed lawsuits today in New York State Court to try to stop the New York Attorney General from carrying out threats to ban daily fantasy games from the site. And in baseball, Jeff Samardzija has rejected the qualifying offer extended to him by the White Sox. Dexter Fowler did the same with his qualifying offer from the Cubs. The Dodgers' Brent Anderson became the third player in history and in the last 2 days to accept a qualifying offer. Colby Rasmus and Matt Wieters are the other two. And supporters of Les Bleus, France's national soccer team, are slowly being allowed to leave Stade de France, where Germany and France played an international friendly just before a wave of terror attacks hit Paris this evening. Other fans have been moved out onto the field. The explosions outside the stadium are being reported as nail bombs. Death toll in Paris from multiple terror attacks still underway now stands at least 40. At least 100 are being held hostage at the concert hall Le Bataclan. At least 35 of those people are believed to be dead. Join Hal Barkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey broadcasting a live football pregame show from Sideouts Island in Island Lake from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stick around to watch the game and check out Hal Barkish, Olin Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams streaming the first hour of the postgame show live on 670thescore.com. Presented to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
We have another list from the archives of Steve Rosenblum.
The new archives. It was ahead of Dan Durkin, who will join us at 4:40, and we'll talk Bears and Rams. This one was compiled by Rob Domofsky, previous
our guy.
Guest. Yeah.
And
good guy. He covers the Packers. And what he put together was the average 40 time, the fastest group of receivers on each team, based on their 40 times, that either their workout day, the pro day, or at the combine, or whatever it was.
Okay.
The fastest average time, the Colts, of their three main receivers and number one tight end. That's what he used here.
Okay.
Three main receivers and tight end. That's, the quarterback's dead and the team's dead. The coach is going to be fired. 4.42 average time in the 40s. In the 40. Second, this list gets really stupid when you look at the team's records. Second fastest core of receivers and tight end, the Browns.
Okay. Are they? Well, they're
4.44.
Are they including average. Guys who are suspended?
Just the three.
Are the current the guys currently active?
Playing, yeah. Okay. Number three on the list is the Lions. These teams are just horrible.
I don't think there's any meaning here whatsoever.
There may not be. I'm throwing it out there because
the Bears would be way down because Jeffrey's so slow.
You'd be surprised. They're tied for 16th.
I am surprised.
With the Bills and the Eagles.
But are they including Kevin White, though?
4.54. A study of all 32 teams' top three receivers and number one tight end at this point in the season. Mm. So they're not. They're not.
Okay.
And the reason he did this and what he came up with, Aaron Rodgers is working with the slowest average group of receivers, 4.65. Remember, he doesn't have Jordy Nelson. So those receivers are part of the reason that there's something going wrong up there. There's something that if you can, that's why I brought up the question to Olin Krutz about man coverage with the Bears cornerbacks. Right. Because if you can do that, you can get to Aaron Rodgers the way we've seen teams get to him recently.
At some point, it has to matter. At some point, it
has to matter.
We always say, well, it doesn't matter who Aaron Rodgers has around him because he throws guys open.
Well, we're seeing it does.
Exactly. That you can, if you put you and me out there, Aaron Rodgers is not going to throw us open. Like it's got to break at some point. That you have a replacement level player of a certain kind, but once you drop below that, not even Aaron Rodgers can be good enough to make that guy better.
He could if maybe this was the Bears' secondary early in the season. As Olin was saying, they've improved. You've seen improvement. What the difference Tracy Porter makes? And you now understand why this coaching staff believed in him. They kept we got to get this guy back. They kept talking him up, and you saw what Adrian Amos has been able to do, but at some point, the cornerbacks matter, too. He could throw us open against some of the coverage we've seen.
Latest news now, CNN reporting at least 60 people are dead, 6-0 people
in the Paris
dead
attacks.
In the series of Paris terror attacks that cannot be confirmed to be linked, but certainly appear to many experts to be linked. And there are 100 hostages estimated that are currently being held at gunpoint by terrorists in the Paris Bataclan concert hall. So we'll keep updating you
get information. These attacks include bombs and or hand grenades going off at Stade de France, where there was supposed to be a friendly between the German and French soccer teams, and at a shooting at a restaurant around the corner from Charlie Hebdo, which was the site of a Islamic terrorist attack in January.
Dan Durkin with the latest on the Bears preparing for the St. Louis Rams. He'll take us inside the opponent next on the Score.
Monday night, join Score hockey guy Jay Zawoski and Blackhawks goaltender Scott Darling at the Junction at Union Station from 7 to 8:30 for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by and meet the Ice Girls and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis.
In the heart of the Caribbean, Dominican Republic delivers affordable luxury with incredible values. Enjoy ideal weather, championship golf, vibrant casinos, and some of the best beaches in the world. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacation Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights at Catalonia Bavaro Beach Golf and Casino Resort start from only $6.99. Or make it 4 nights at the adults-only Barcelo Bavaro Beach starting from just $11.99. Both trips include round-trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes.
Call Traveloni at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Traveloni, 312-334-7876. Or visit Traveloni.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Dominican Republic has it all. Price it per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting January 2nd, including air on Frontier from O'Hare, and taxes and fees, including September 11 security fees. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Price is subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
The best just got better. Buy any Samsung 9 Series SUHD TV 55 inches or above and get a 32-inch Samsung TV for free. The best way to 4K. While supplies last. For free 32-inch model and any additional restrictions and limitations, see participating retailers or visit samsung.com/free TV.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trading. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Chug it, football!
Dan Durkin.
The best human talent there is.
Breaking down the X's and O's.
It's like holding Jell-O. It's a tough job.
Dan Durkin.
That's exactly what you hope to hear.
Dan Durkin with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Dan Durkin is on Twitter at DJ Durkin. You read his stuff each week at 670thescore.com. And he's with us now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So, Dan, what are the Bears looking at in a team that is interesting in its obvious strengths as well as obvious weaknesses?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it, Dan. I mean, when you look at this team, it's really kind of a relic when you think about the successful teams that you have out there. What I really see, though, is a well-thought-out and well-conducted and orchestrated plan on the defensive side of the football. You look at the talent that this, that left tackle and the guys that are out there have actually accumulated there on the defensive side, and it really got them dominant pass rushers up front, but then they've combined that with some risk takers in the back seven and very athletic players in between. So I really like the combination that they have here, because this is a team that really doesn't need to blitz as frequently and throw as many, five, six, and seven man pressures as they do. But that's in defensive coordinator Greg Williams' DNA. So I really like what they've done defensively, because you have Robert Quinn, you have Aaron Donald on the inside, but then they're willing to bring, LaMarcus Joyner off the slot. So really choking down escape routes for quarterbacks and using the athleticism that they have in that defense to cause just a lot of problems post-snap. Now, offensively, you really can't say the same complimentary things about them, though. This is a team that, really struggles, I think, at the quarterback position. They're averaging 177 passing yards. Obviously, Todd Gurley emergence has been a huge lift for them, because the misdirection play has now kind of replaced the forward pass for them in some ways, because Nick Foles isn't the guy that you really trust back there to survey the field and be aware in the pocket and drive the ball down the field. But with somebody like Todd Gurley paired with a guy like Tavon Austin, now all of a sudden you have to be very responsible defensively, particularly on the perimeter, and be smart about your contain rules, because they're really feeding the ball to Austin. A lot of it's predicated off the play action. So very interesting team. The Bears for a very, very physical challenge on Sunday.
Dan, the idea of Tavon Austin, I'm still scarred from last year when he went 65 yards on like the third play of the game, and it was they blew outside contain, and the aggressiveness with which the outside linebackers tend to rush looks like, if you're going to sell out for Gurley, that's going to be open, and yet if you don't, where's the value in guys like Lamar Houston suddenly coming on, or Pernell McPhee? How do the Bears juggle that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that one of the benefits that they're going to have this week is, you're not really going to be threatened by Nick Foles. I think that you're going to comfortably play, an eight-man box. You're going to slide Antonio Roll in there, whether he's starting from a split safety look and then you roll him down before the snap to form an eight-man box. I think that you're less concerned about Foles beating you deep with that, but it really does come down to, really tackling, obviously, Todd Gurley with more than one person, because he's going to break an arm tackle. He's going to make sure that if you haven't wrapped him up, that he's going to gain extra yards after contact. But when I think about this team defensively, it really does come down to responsibility from the edge rushers and the outside linebackers, really playing contain. And the inside linebackers will play it both well.
They will use Tavon Austin, we know, in kind of that counteraction where the eye discipline of the defense is going to be tested, following him and seeing whether or not that little guy is even being handed the ball. What kind of unique pressure does he put on a defense?
Him on those jet sweeps, they use him on fly sweeps, they use him on end arounds. I mean, really what he does is he's getting the ball at a full sprint while the defense is just getting out of its snap. So, I mean, inherently you're already a step behind one of the more gifted open field runners in the NFL. They've worked the ball to him steadily. They've steadily increased his touches. So really what it comes down to is being able to trust your slot cornerbacks and maybe your outside linebackers to really quickly identify by formation and or tendency what may be coming from that. But the backside rules are going to be so important for this team. If you're crashing down trying to, to explode on Todd Gurley to get him up the middle, that's when they get you on those misdirections, those end arounds. So really it's going to be boxing with their outside rushers. So making sure that you're going up the field before you're cutting in, because if you start cheating on those lanes, and that's when they're going to be able to pop one outside there. So really going to be responsible. They call it boxing your rush lanes on the outside and then filling properly with the inside linebackers and slot cornerbacks.
Dan, the Bears frequently throw sideways when they face an aggressive pass rush, when they face an aggressive defensive line. We saw that a lot against the Vikings. Is the Bears' offense good enough to finally run a fake off that to look like they're going to throw the bubble screen or throw sideways and then throw it downfield because they've trained teams to think that's the only thing they can do to try to minimize the aggressiveness in a pass rush?
It's something Adam Gates did a lot when he was with the Broncos, when he used to kind of, you know, make everybody cheat down. Those are called constraint plays when they run those screens and those bubbles. Obviously, it's a way to get the ball to the perimeter quickly because you don't trust your offensive line to necessarily hold up. But it's also a way to punish a team if you're cheating with your linebackers a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage. But what they used to run off of that is a vertical from one of the inside receivers. So a guy like Wes Welker or Julius Thomas, who the other team maybe think is going to, you know, go out to actually block somebody, he just releases straight up the field. So you can see that type of thing. You can also run draws off of it as well. If you're going to show that little, like, you know, fake top to the outside, now you have a chance to get the guys to kind of cheat towards the line of scrimmage a little bit, turn their eyes to the outside, and then you can hit them with the draw up the middle. So there are definitely counters that I've seen Adam Gates run in the past off of this. So it wouldn't surprise me for them to try and take a shot. But again, very aggressive cornerbacks. Tremaine Johnson is an excellent cornerback. Janoris Jenkins is an excellent cornerback. And these guys will jump routes. And the reason that they'll jump routes is because they know the pass rush is going to get there and make that quarterback's decision-making to speed up a little bit. So I am anxious to see what type of counters Gase is going to put in there, because this isn't a team that you can just nickel and dime. But I think that looking at what some of the teams that have had success against them have done, they've attacked them straight ahead, neutralized their speed by attacking this team straight ahead. You saw the Vikings do it very frequently last week with Adrian Peterson running him on isolation runs right up the middle, neutralize that speed a little bit and trust your offensive line to get a little movement on the defensive line.
Brian Billick always uses the phrase, run at speed, run away from strength. The problem is the Rams up front have both. So when you say, when you talk about that plan to neutralize it, there's really no easy answer. Even if you do get it blocked up the way you want it, they've got guys who are not fazed by double teams.
Completely agree. And I mean, you're talking about Aaron Donald there as well. Easily, to me, the best defensive tackle in football, just as far as his quickness, his hands, his ability to, you know, shoot a gap very quickly and all of a sudden, you know, either break the pocket from the inside or now he's in the backfield when you're handing the ball off. But that's going to be the challenge for the Bears. Maybe they can get him on some traps. Maybe they can use this team's, willingness to kind of shoot through. And this is a one-gap attacking, getting your type thing. You can trap off of that. You can run wham off of that. You can run ahead, straight ahead of that team, and use that over-aggressiveness against them. So what I've liked about Adam Gase each week is he reinvents his running game. You saw a lot of, like, you know, zone read last week with Langford, because the Chargers inside linebackers haven't been very responsible with their reads and their reactions. So I'm assuming you're going to see some traps this week. I wouldn't be surprised for them to trap also with their tackles as well. But your point's well taken in the sense that this is a team that you have to use some of their over-aggressiveness against them, and I think hitting them right up the middle might not be a bad idea.
Let me bounce this idea off you, too, just if I'm putting on my offensive coordinator hat for a moment here. The combination of an aggressive pass rush with the gambling, jumping corners behind that. Because the Bears don't have, most teams don't have much to counter that, but the Bears do. In Martellus Bennett and Alshon Jeffrey, should he play, and speculation is he will, you can actually run some of what they had been running for the last couple years, where they turn their backs to the goal line and you run post-ups. Because it's a ball that Cutler can get rid of early, and not necessarily some classic back shoulder stuff, but if they can just do some of those little quick button hooks, then the corner's forced to run through that, and you end up with some pass interference, you end up with some illegal contact. That's a case where maybe you kind of you basketball them a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. You don't want to necessarily counter speed with speed here, and the Bears do run a lot of those all-curl routes. They'll run, you know, like, option routes or whip routes. You've seen that as well, where they'll just basically see how the defender is lining up leverage-wise and then cut it back across. But that does, to your point, give a safer throw, and it allows you to have to force somebody to come through your body to actually get to it. So I think that there will be opportunities to do that as well. So I think that if Alshon goes, he's going to have a really tough test this week. Tremaine is 6'2". He's 208 pounds. You saw what he did last week against Stephon Diggs, really played him physically off of that. And then you have Janoris Jenkins, who's one of the quicker, riskier cornerbacks out there. But I think Marty's the guy that you're going to want to target over the middle. Some shorter routes, some hitches, some controlled routes like that. But, I think that the Bears need to have a little bit more of a conservative play, close to the best like they have so far, but they're going to get kind of the same thing. So I see this being a very close game heading into the fourth quarter. I'm not quite sure the Rams are talented enough to really blow the doors the Bears offensively, but I am a little bit worried about how this Bears offense is going to hold up protection-wise, just because, like I said, I've seen Greg Williams throw seven-man protections in most obvious pass situations. So I think the Bears are going to go, heavy personnel at the beginning of the game to see how they respond, make sure that they can get things blocked up, and then they'll loosen up. As the game progresses, I've liked Gase and I've liked Dave Magazine's willingness to look at the protections at halftime and make adjustments. You saw some significant changes last week against the Chargers, who were running a lot of stunts and a lot of crosses over the middle, and the Bears have the right answers for that in the second half.
How fit are the inside linebackers to handle what essentially is Adrian Peterson 2?
Steve, I mean, you watch Gurley, and I mean, he's just such a unique combination of power and speed. And I mean, I think that thought Jonathan Anderson was a very sure tackler last week against the Chargers. He's basically bringing guys down immediately on contact, not giving up extra yardage. So that's the thing with Gurley, rallying to the football. If you see one of your guys has him, you have to get over there to them because you can't assume he's going to be brought down on that initial contact. So huge test for Christian Jones, huge test for Jonathan Anderson this week for sure.
Dan, thanks as always. We appreciate it. Very solid stuff.
Thanks, guys.
That is Dan Durkin, who always brings us dense football content.
Yeah, that's why he's asking about the inside linebackers. If the ends and outside linebackers can't cheat down the way they have before, then it comes down, as he said, the inside linebackers, they have to be sure and they have to be there, and they can't become, treadmarks for another. The numbers, you brought it up early about how record-breaking it is. I saw it in numbers. That six games in a career, he has 664 yards. First six games of an NFL career.
I believe he's behind only Eric Dickerson and Adrian Peterson.
Yes. And AP is 670. So he was only 6 yards behind the first six, and 787 for Dickerson.
You have 670 as well. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bears fans, stick around because you're listening to Bears Friday on The Score. All day today, we'll be talking to Bears experts and special guests to get you ready for the game. And it's only right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business. Really? It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA. Mine's a real Scrooge. Yay, Sam. No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is a... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. 5-0!
when there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chi McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
Experience all Mexico has to offer with Apple Vacations. From brown sugar beaches along the Pacific coastline to the crystal blue waters of the Caribbean Sea, Mexico offers adventure, culture, and dazzling beaches. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacations Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 3 nights of unlimited luxury at Dreams Sands Cancun Resort and Spa start from only $749. Or make an Ixtapa, Mexico's Pacific Paradise. 7 nights at Cristal Ixtapa start from just $949. Both trips include round trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Traveloni at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Traveloni, 312-334-7876. Or visit Traveloni.com. Mexico, live it to believe it. Prices per person based